Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Bez Hashem Shir number 207. And today we're going to talk about from Rav Zalik Plissken's book that every person has his or her own mission, unique mission in life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave each one of us an opportunity to accomplish the things that only we can accomplish. And each of us was given unique strengths and unique talents. You can't look at the world and the people around you. And sometimes people have this chalisha sadas, this discouragement when they know that they lack certain abilities or talents or, you know, things that other people could do easily comes to them more difficult, in a more difficult way. And it doesn't make a difference what your capacities are and what your standing is. Every person, Hashem needs them to accomplish only what they can accomplish. If we truly had emuna in this, if we truly had betochen and practiced this, that mindset of knowing this would free us from kina, would free us from envy that eats at our bones. Because envy, kina, which is one of the three things that in Pirkei Avos says, Maitzien es ha'adam min ha'olam, and that is a distress that one feels when they think about the accomplishments of others or attributes of other people. And this mindset that Hashem designate loves you individually and gave you and gives you what you need to accomplish things, and he needs you to do it, and he loves you for it, and he gives you the strength to do it, that frees us from that unhealthy envy. A person who masters this simcha, this menuchas hanefesh, of knowing this and striving for this, has no need to envy other people. When your goal is to master a way of being, to have in your mahus, in your neshama, and in your state, a joyful feeling, a kind feeling, as you make and reach the goals that you're trying to reach, and you keep your focus on what you can do to reach those goals, l'chavod Hashem. And that you're not in a race with anyone else. You're not in a sports competition. You don't need to accomplish better than anyone else to feel a sense of achievement or accomplishment. You know, similar to a person who wants to run a marathon, but wants to just for his own accomplishment or her accomplishment finish a race. And they're not racing against anyone else. You know, you have in the marathons these main ones to be at the head and the lead, but most just race for the sake of racing to finish, that they could finish it. And they try the best to challenge themselves, do better than what they themselves did before. But they feel tremendous accomplishment when they went through the 13 and a half miles, 26 miles, whatever they did for that race, at whatever pace it was, even though people went ahead of them or was faster. But there's a good feeling that comes from your own accomplishment of doing it, and you take pride in it. So you have, one has to be careful with this kina seifrim, you know, that even though there's an inyan, you see someone else accomplishing and learning or something, and you want to strive to be that way. You have to be very careful that it shouldn't come with an unhealthy kina. To only be basically to take a good attribute of that and say, how could I incorporate it into my own life in doing the best that I can do, not comparing yourself to the other person. That good feeling of the mindset we're discussing, you could create from your own thoughts and from your own feelings of gratitude for all that is good in your life. The good feeling that comes from the good that you can do and from the kishreinus that Hashem did give you. And when you encounter many people through your life and you do chasadim for them, you do it in your own unique way, you could tell them things that only you have the time or the ability to say. Other people may have certain knowledge and skills, but you're the only one who was able to help this person at this particular time when they needed it the most. You enjoy the success of other people. You have an ayin toiv. You have a lev toiv. And you could daven, like we said, with every other attribute, with everything in life, even if you have to work on it yourself. You daven beforehand and you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give you that midah of being happy for the joy of others, being happy for the success of others. And you could daven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avinu Malkeinu, my father, my king, creator, sustainer of the universe, please bench me, bless me with the trait of experiencing joy for the joy of others. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please let me experience this joy when I hear about accomplishments of people I know and people I don't know. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, grant me the wisdom to know what my mission in my life is and guide me in accomplishing this mission. Grant me, please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the inner peace of someone that is free of envy, has kinah removed from them. Please give me that inner peace. Let me feel so good about myself that my self-image is never diminished because of the accomplishments of anyone or anyone else. See, a person who experiences envy over the accomplishments of others causes himself, herself, this very distress. And your own self-talk is the root of your pain. You're the source of your self-talk, and you could choose wiser and have a higher self-talk of being happy for others and being happy about yourself. Love yourself. You're a son or daughter of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem loves you and wants you to accomplish what you can accomplish. So Zelig Pliskin says, I met a person who lived an extremely happy life. He accomplished a lot, but a lot of people accomplished much more than he did. I saw that he didn't feel diminished in any way because of the accomplishments of anyone else, regardless of how much someone else accomplished. And I asked him how he developed this praiseworthy attribute, and this is what he told me. He said, I'm not in a competitive race with anyone else. My goal is to live a spiritual and meaningful life. I want to refine my character traits in my own unique way. I'm not trying to be number one or the best. My goal is to live a joyful life, devoting myself to loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to loving Hashem, and to be kind and to be compassionate. My mother frequently told me that she loved me unconditionally. She never compared her children with each other or with anyone else. She lived a very happy life and didn't compare what she had and what she was able to accomplish with what anyone else had and accomplished. She would learn from others, but wasn't in a race with anyone else. Her attitude was given over to us children. And I'm grateful for the happiness that I've been granted. And I was taught that happiness is up to me. It makes no sense to allow feelings of envy to rob me of my happiness. So this idea is so important to grant you menuchas hanefesh, to grant you emunah, to recognize that everything is from Hashem. And this applies, by the way, you have many people that are regret their mistakes and how to handle these feelings of tshuva and wanting to do tshuva. You have to do it the right way. Yes, you need to look at yourself in the mirror and try to correct things that you don't like in yourself and fix it. But it has to become out of a feeling of self-worth, of the value of your neshama. Because if it comes from self-bashing, it will deteriorate into something negative. And that's a very, very important insight. So the idea of being happy, the idea of recognizing Hashem loves you. Hashem desires your avodas Hashem. He wants your avodah specifically because he created you and he has a nachas ruach from you. And that even when you do things wrong, okay, you don't bury it under the rug, you acknowledge it, you talk to Hashem about it, but he loves you even then. And he wants you to correct yourself, and then you give tremendous nachas ruach in this self-correction. It doesn't mean you're a bad person. It's very, very important to recognize this. To recognize that you have endless value, infinite value. And even the things that you need to correct, the things you don't like about yourself, does not take in a way anything from your true essence of who you really are. And you have to work very, very hard to remove feelings of yiush, of depression, of downness. And even when you have a certain upsetness about the things that you're not happy with yourself about, it cannot lead to atzvus. Hashem wants you to be happy. He wants you to be besimcha and even do tshuva with a simcha. There are svarim that talk about how to find that healthy balance of having a certain brokenness of heart when you want to correct something, but at the same time, be joyful and be happy with that opportunity and never fall into the depression and never fall into a downness. So again, this shiur is extremely important. We really could have many, many shiurim about this. There is a book called You Revealed by Rabbi Naftali Horowitz that talks about finding your mission in life and your essence and to grow in great ways, in beautiful ways. So to reiterate, everyone needs to believe Hashem loves you, gave you, and gives you what you can accomplish. Only you can accomplish, no one else can accomplish. You have a chelek and terah that no one else has, not even the biggest tzaddikim. There are certain things that Hashem needs from your avoda, from your service to Him, that He requires from you, and He wants you, and He needs you, and no less than anyone else in Klal Yisrael. And you value your unique strengths and talents, and that removes kinah. The kinah of thinking how other people are, better and they accomplish more or they look better or whatever it is that you envy them. It is a difficult mida to overcome sometimes. But again, remember, Pirkei Avos, kinah, taiva, kavod, metzias, adam, min ha'olam, and kinah is a big one. And when you realize, like the Mechtam Eliyahu says, that it's like wearing the wrong prescription when you try to be someone else, it'll hurt your eyes. You need the prescription that Hashem gives you specifically. And you value your chelik in Hashem's world. You're part of Klal Yisrael. You have all 600,000 neshamas within you. Every yid has 600,000 neshamas within us. We are all one. We are all part of the band, of the musical orchestra. Every single note is valuable. And you're one of those notes. So if you value your unique strengths and talents, and you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to please help you find your mission in life and grow and accomplish, and you talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu sincerely, and you don't give up, and you keep on going with that, and even if you feel lost at this time, or you're not sure where life is going, or whatever it is, you turn to Hashem, and you ask Him for guidance, and don't give up, and continue to ask Him for that guidance, Hashem will give you siyata deshamaya, and it'll open the doors for you. This idea of removing kinah is in everything in life. This unique mission in life that we talk about, this is group has a lot of things that we talk about. Shalom bayis and family life is a big part of it. Goes the same way. The idea of not being envious of other people's lives, but make the most and build your own life with what Hashem gives you, to appreciate your own wife, your own husband, your own children, your own home. You could always ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help you expand it and to grow and to be happy with what you have. It's a good thing to also ask that, please Hashem, help me be Sameach Bechelki. These things that Pirkei Avos tells you is a good thing to acquire, you ask Hashem to help you get there. Help me be a usher that's Sameach Bechelki. Help me be a gibber that's Kaivish Es Yitzri. Help me be a mechubad that's Mechabed Es Abriyais. All those things, you ask Hashem for Siyata D'Shmaya, and then you try your best. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you Siyata D'Shmaya. Never give up. Abol Etayer Mesayin Oysay. Bracha V'Atzlacha.